It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, boy. All right. Yeah, well, I don't know if the bad moon's rising. It's just
it's there.
Up in the sky. It's just there.
What okay? are you eating for breakfast?
I had spaghetti and meatballs.
As one does.
As one does when they absolutely don't want to hear criticism of their eating habits on a day. I want to criticize. Listen. This one hurts. Now it's not over.
It's all just right? messed up,
it's
man.
Not over.
It's messed
up. Not over. What?
You're just, what? You're messed up.
I don't care today, Joe. Eat whatever the hell you want today. That's
look,
where I'm at.
Normally,
I jump. You
you're
know what?
Up.
I don't care. I only have ire for the Phillies
it's so
today.
Bad.
It's just
spaghetti and meatballs.
It's strange.
You know what?
To
no,
smell
it's fine. Yeah, there's nothing you could do wrong to get through this morning today.
Well,
you know
do you
what?
Agree
I don't
that
care.
It's strange to smell that, Devin?
I don't care about the food. I do have a question for Joe. So
what?
So listeners can't see. Joe is wearing his full Phillies uniform.
Yep.
You wore it yesterday.
Not the Indeed. Gloves, though.
Well, did you wear it over me. The weekend?
No.
So do we think that the uniform might need to go
There's
for
consideration. Oh, oh no, for tonight, no. I ride
tonight,
it out one more time.
We're keeping it one more time?
Okay. If they lose, like, it's over. It's done. If they lose this year, it's done. I never want to see you in that thing ever again as long as I live.
I believe
I
you should start taking a piece off at a time during the show.
Oh, I like that. Like Major League.
Like strip poker.
Yeah.
Until there's
like
nothing left because that thing's worthless when it comes to helping
Was that
team.
Magic Mike? Was that the movie?
Well, I was thinking of Major League when they pulled the piece. Pieces off that, you know.
Yeah, Joe Devin, just went straight to male strippers. There.
You guys don't know what I do on a Saturday night.
Magic Joe.
Yeah. So, Devin, were you suggesting that I should not wear it tonight?
Yeah, because it's
I'm kind
bad
of weather.
Luck.
Okay.
They
well,
lost horribly.
I'll
yesterday.
Think about it. I'll think about it. All right.
But now, they won the day before.
But he
they
didn't
have
wear
not
it.
Won
but
the World Series while he's been wearing it.
Yeah.
Period.
I didn't, yeah. All right. Now. AMA, we
hey,
typically...
hold on, hold on. We need to make this change then, Joe. Well, we're sitting here preaching. Topper needs to make these moves immediately. Last night, he left Nola in too long. Last night, he left Alvarado in too long.
He did.
And here we
he
sit.
Did. He did.
You're wearing this uniform faultily.
Right.
Like, we don't
think... good point.
Think
the uniform's on too long. We need a bullpen change.
I am going...
yes.
I am writing it down for the 8 o'clock hour. Wear uniform, question mark. It's on the table to be considered. Okay? That's where I'm at.
Writing it down.
Now.
This is
good,
now.
Good thing you wrote it down.
It's also... It's,
you're like Rob Thompson. You can't make a decision on pulling the trigger.
Here's a decision I'm making. We're moving on right now. AMA typically, but not today... John Ritchie, when we do AMA.
Ask Me Anything is brought to you by Bush Auto Group. Shop a wide selection of Nissans, Infinities, and hundreds of pre-owned vehicles at bushautogroup.com. Philly rides with us.
All right, not a traditional AMA today. No questions from social media because we're keeping the focus really tight on the Phils, obviously. Now, James, I have one question for you, AMA-ish.
Okay.
And then right to the phones. If the Phillies lose tonight... what is Dave Dombrowski's reaction as it relates to the 2025 Philly season?
I think there'll be changes.
And they will be which type of changes?
To the offense. I think they have to change this group.
Marsh?
Like, sure. I don't know specifically whether it's Bo, Marsh. I just think they have to get guys in here who can hit the baseball, who aren't going to go, you know, ice cold all the time. Like, guys who prioritize putting the ball in play over... you know, swinging
right,
for the
well,
benches.
Let me throw one more on
Luis
the table.
One
yeah, like a little, trade
guy.
The entire team for Luis Arraez.
One more. I'm just going to pose it.
Sure.
I don't think it should be, but I'm going to pose the question.
Yes.
Should Rob Thompson's job be on the line tonight?
I wouldn't fire Rob Thompson after this. I think I don't think Rob's had a great series, but I blame the players way more. And I blame Dave Dombrowski more than I blame Rob Thompson.
The Austin Hayes
thing? Yeah, I said it. You know how upset I was at the trade deadline. I thought that was a unbelievably weak move for the quote-unquote, at the time, certainly the best team in baseball when you needed a bat. We all knew it. And that's what you did. Like, I think Dave Dombrowski really dropped the ball.
Yeah, here was the problem with the outfield. At that time, you had about a half an outfielder. You had sort of Castellanos. You had Marsh kind of against righties. Maybe that's one outfielder out of three. Half of Casti and half of Marsh. Now it's basically turned into you have one outfielder. It's only Casti. Marsh stinks. Rojas stinks. Hayes stinks. And the backups are backups.
And, oh, by the way, Whit Merrifield, we don't even talk about it.
No.
Big time miss. If Whit Merrifield were what he was supposed to be, we might not have ever been in this situation.
You're right. All right. Phones. Reaction to last night. Look ahead to tonight. Look, the 2025 thing is obviously something we'll do next week if, God forbid, we're in that spot, the season's over. But for now, your reaction to last night, again, pretty much every sector of the team let them down. Nola, starting pitcher. Star hitters. Complimentary hitters. Bullpen. All four sectors let him down last night. Defense also to an extent because the Sosa play really hurt, and there's a chance you get a double play there. You don't. That hurt. Sosa's defense has been bad, and then obviously a lot looking ahead to the night. Who should start at second, third, center field, left field, starting pitcher? All of it on the table. Tom in Abington. Tom, good morning. Tommy.
Yo, gang. Sorry, I was finishing up my sirloin steak and potatoes there.
No problem.
Appropriate breakfast fare, just like Joe DeCamera.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah. So you guys are discussing who should start tonight, who should pitch, how they should handle that. Yeah, Rhea's right. The answer is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Game one showed us that. If we're not going to hit, it doesn't matter who's out there pitching.
Well, it does. Let's start with that. But I get your your point.
You need a pitcher.
But you know, let's put it this way: if you only score two runs, who gives you the best chance to win 3-2? If you only score one run, who gives you the best chance to win two-one?
Two runs. I mean, game one showed us that. I mean, Zach Wheeler pitched a gem, and they
Look, Tom, I'm as frustrated as you. Okay, we're all in the same boat right now. Every single one of us is frustrated.
It all matters and is the point. You can't just say, "Well, the pitching doesn't matter because they don't hit." Like they have to do both.
Well, here's my biggest concern. My biggest concern is 5 years from now, we take a look back and we see 2022 as the year where we blew it in both teams, the Phillies and the Eagles, because I don't see either of these teams getting back.
Well, yeah, I think there's – look, the Phillies still have a shot. I think the Eagles are a long way to go. A long way to go. Yeah. All right, Tom. Yeah. I got you, man. Appreciate it. Let's listen to Bryce Harper. He talked after the game. 2-1 hole, game four today. Here's his mindset last night.
Do you guys have to remind yourselves that the narrative can change quick this time of year? If you win tomorrow, you're back home with Wheeler on the mound for game five.
We just got to win tomorrow. You know, we don't want to look ahead or do any of that. It's a really good team over there. Quintana's had a great year. So just got to win tomorrow.
I mean, that's clear.
Yep. That's how you boil it down. I think it's that simple.
All right,
you know,
so
like Topper said to the number of games, you know, how many games we got,
yeah,
how many
10,
games, how
right?
many games the countdown. You know, this is much simpler than that. This is go win, and then this postseason can get started.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, more reaction. Post-game last night, what was said by some of the principals, including Bryce, Rob Thompson, Nick Castellanos, Kyle Schwarber, and more. We'll do the Bat of the Bone Award. 8 o'clock, we'll give you a chance to, on Friday, win tickets to the Eagles' upcoming game, of course, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation. So we'll give you a clue at 8 o'clock. But look, it's heavy on the Phils. It's heaviest. It's almost entirely on the Phils today because of this series and what's going on and the possibility of the whole freaking thing being done tonight. All right. Oh, boy. So last night really hurt. Season's not over. It's definitely not over, but it might be really soon. You know, we've got here on WIP, you know, Phillies playoff coverage presented by Delaware Valley Honda. And it's been referred to for a couple weeks now as unfinished business as it relates to last year, as it relates to 2022. Problem is, it might be finished really soon. Here's what I beg the Phillies to rediscover. Because we can talk all we want about hitting and pitching, and all that matters a ton, and fielding. And, man, Sosa twice this series has had bad fielding moments, you know, that have hurt him and hurt the team. And he's supposed to be a good fielder. But, okay, here's what I beg them to rediscover. The fire that they started the season with as it relates to unfinished business last year. All right? I'm serious. Like, game 6 and 7 last year, we know how much it hurt. It hurt all of us. It hurt us in our soul. And I need this team to rediscover that energy and fire that they began the season with when they play with their hair on fire and were the best team in baseball by miles in the first 2 months. Because, guys, the bottom line is in the last 4 months, the Mets have been significantly better. And I did worry.
It's not even close, Joe. I mean,
what's not?
What we're seeing, yeah. What we saw last night, the final score, it wasn't even as close as what that final score would indicate. You know, since the All-Star break, we have been 33-32, and we looked that way last night.
I agree. Very average.
Meanwhile, they, since this whole Grimace thing, they've got the best record in baseball, and they look that way. It feels like such an uphill slog
right now.
Because they're just playing better than we are. They are playing better baseball.
There's no question about it. All right, Bat of the Bone Award shortly. We got a lot today. A lot is looking back to last night. A lot is looking ahead to tonight. I'm going Zach Wheeler tonight. I don't arrive at that decision easily. I really don't. Matter of fact, it took me until driving in this morning. I was like, Wheeler, Ranger, Ranger, Wheeler, Sanchez in 5, Wheeler in 4, Ranger in 4.
I struggle with it, too.
I was all over the place. And I was about 3 minutes from pulling in a WIP this morning, and I said, you know what? Go with who you trust the most. And who I trust the most is Zach Wheeler. And then to the point James made earlier, because then it's like, who do you trust the most? Then it's who do you trust second most? I trust Sanchez more in game 5 on normal rest than Ranger tonight on, you know, long rest. It's not about rest in the Ranger-Sanchez thing. It's just who's better. And while, you know, Ranger may be better April 1st of next year, he hasn't been for 4 months. That's a long time. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Bat of the Bone Award shortly. Seth in Northeast Philadelphia. Seth, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You bet, Sam.
Been pretty crappy morning so far. But only thing I want to get out to is that, let's say the Phillies win tonight and, you know, they do push it to a game 5.
Yep.
What confidence do we actually have that they can win game 5? Because if I go back to last year, they only had one, but they had 2 chances to close it out.
Yeah.
And they failed to do so. So,
well, like, it's not supreme confidence, and it's certainly less confidence if you use Wheeler tonight. I mean, hard to impossible to answer that question in a vacuum without knowing who pitches tonight.
It's in the back of my head. That's
of course,
saying.
Listen, because, it's in every part of my head right now.
Yeah. And then I also just look at it as like it's essentially the same team that has failed last year. Dave Dombrowski, me and James agree on that totally. He made no updates to this team. It's the same team essentially that failed last year. He brought back the only acquisition he did in the offseason besides signing Nolan Wheeler was bringing in Whit Merrifield.
That's right.
He's no longer here. And at the trade deadline, he got Austin Hayes, which I hated. That's a great move if it's just a bench player. But you needed to go out and you needed to get some reassurance in that lineup because right now that lineup, the outfield is just atrocious. It's one of the worst outfields
it is.
I think I've ever seen.
It is. Seth, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Who's your center fielder tonight? The Mets have a left-handed starter. Who's your center fielder? Who's your left fielder?
My God, I don't even know. I guess you're going to go with Marsh in center,
yep.
And I guess I'd go with Weston Wilson.
That's
or
right.
Cody Clemens in left.
It's Weston Wilson. That's right.
You can't go with what you've – it hasn't worked. Austin Hayes is not an everyday player. There's a reason why Baltimore let him go, and he's not – you know, and we took a chance on him, great. But, again, that's a good move if he's a bench player.
Weston
Wilson or Cody Clemens.
Yeah, so here's where I'm at.
Because of the lefty pitcher, I think you go Wes Wilson.
I do, too. Here's where I'm at, and Seth, good call. I need Cody Clemens to get it in this game, and hopefully you crank through this starting pitcher tonight to the point where by the time you get to the bottom of the Phillies lineup the second time – they've already made a change. They got a righty reliever in there. Now I'm throwing my Cody Clemens of the world in there. Now I'm sticking with Brandon Moore. Like, that's my strategy. Now, it might not work, obviously,
yeah,
on multiple fronts.
Exactly.
I mean, Weston Wilson could go out there, he could go for two, he could go for one. But here's the problem. Rojas, I don't trust him. I totally don't trust Austin Hayes. I don't trust Brandon Marsh, but I trust him slightly more. So I go Marsh in center and Weston Wilson in left. But it's a mess. I'm not saying it's not a mess. I mean, look, guys, to the point about the infield, it's a conundrum also. Who to start at second, who to start at third. I would go Stott at second, Boehm at third. I know there's a lot of people amongst us right here saying, no, it should be Sosa at third, not Boehm. I mean, these are the
I can't have Boehm out there, man. I can't have Boehm's mindset spreading.
Sosa has not played well. I understand that. I mean, he's been a disappointment.
And I know it's tempting. You say, hey, look at the way Alec Boehm hit last night. Yes, it was awesome. It was awesome seeing him get the bat on the ball in the gap. But then he wasted it.
His head
is wrong.
And Joe, to your point, like no one's played other than Castellanos and Harper for a few at bats in game two. Like no one offensively has played well.
No question. All right. Bat of the Bone Award. We do it after Eagles games. We've actually now started doing it after Phillies playoff games as well. When they win, it's a game ball. When they lose, it's a blame ball. So it's the bad kind of bad. Now, that's coming up in 1 minute's time because, John, I know you got a message, and then in 1 minute we get to our answers to the bad to the bone award.
Are you ready to pop the big question? Have you started shopping for that engagement ring? I know you have lots of options, the mega corporate chains, thousands of internet sites, but is it cheap you're looking for or is it value? I want you to head over to Benari Jewelers and meet with my friends there before you make any decisions. They have two locations, Exton and Newtown Square. At Benari, you can buy with confidence and without compromise. I just visited with them. I was blown away by hand-selected diamonds from the world's premier diamond cutters, handcrafted rings from the most sought-after designers, a lifetime of free service, including sizing and cleaning, and to top it all off, Benari Jewelers offers an industry-leading 110% diamond upgrade guarantee. That means your natural diamond will never lose value when you're ready to upgrade. Why settle for cheap when you can have extraordinary? Discover Benari Bridal at Benari Jewelers at Exton in Newtown Square and online at BenariJewelers.com.
All right, so it's the bad version of the Bat of the Bone Award. They play bad, and we note who was, you know, amongst the worst. John, you got first crack at it. Where are you going today?
Alec Boehm. I've mentioned it a few times today. Alec Boehm saw four at-bats yesterday. He saw five pitches in those four at-bats. In his last six at-bats, he's seen eight pitches. Remember, he was benched for game two, and it just made his mindset worse. I guess Topper thought it could help. Yesterday, he did continue to put the ball out there. You know, nice hit in the gap and thrown out at second because he made a boneheaded decision because his head's not right. Weak-minded, and he proved that he should not be trusted to play. This is a massive responsibility, and I don't think he's ready for it.
All right, Devin, a lot of people to choose from. Who are you going with?
So I was between taking just the first four guys in the lineup, but I'm actually going to go with someone who is the best catcher in baseball. He is just not producing offensively like he used to. JT Realmuto, if you look at what he's done through this series, he's walked once, and it was in Saturday's game. And that's it. That's all he's done offensively.
That is something.
It is unacceptable, especially for where he is in the lineup. I need to see something from JT.
And I didn't think he was great with calling the game for Aaron Nola.
I thought it was horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, the announcers were talking. It was a horrible broadcast, by the way. But the announcers kept talking about they were so bad. They were exceptionally a bad broadcast. But they kept saying, like, fastball first pitch, they're sitting on it. Yep. Why do you keep throwing that pitch? Why are you throwing it on the outside of the plate? Throw the pitch low and inside. They're giving him the strike and no one's hitting it. And JT kept setting up there and calling that pitch. I thought JT was awful.
Right, so JT, a worthy answer, obviously. Seltzer, bat of the bone to who?
Yeah, obviously there's so many options for this, but I'm going to the top, man. I'm going to Bryce Harper. Like, that was in the biggest moment of the game, Bryce Harper swung feebly on three straight pitches after spending the whole postgame to pass the baton. How many times did Bryce say it? Like four times? Mm-hmm. Like, pass the baton. This is all about keep moving along. And he didn't, in the most important spot, when the two guys in front of him took walks for the first time all game. Guys took walks. We have two base runners on, and Bryce Harper goes up there and swings feebly at three straight pitches. Like, that was the game there.
All right, Rhea, who's the blame ball go to?
I feel like it's improper if someone doesn't at least blame the manager. So here's where I will blame Rob Thompson. He left Aaron Nola in too long. He left Alvarado definitely in too long. You know, because at that point, seventh inning, it's just a 4-0 game. It's not totally out of reach at that point. And Alvarado, you know, he gets the two outs. He takes the ball off his foot. I thought he's, and then you bring Ruiz in. Explain to me why you're bringing him in at that point. It made no sense to me whatsoever.
Right. I think at that point it was like the games were, you know, and I can't waste my
problem
something here.
With Topper.
Yeah, there was some of that. So, all right, look, I got one guy I'm going to zero in on because I think he has to be said after, you know, five people get a crack at it. But the honorable mentions to Austin Hayes.
Yeah, Austin Hayes
to Dombrowski for the Austin Hayes acquisition and the Whit Merrifield signing. To Rojas, who stinks. To Alvarado, who was a disaster last night. Now maybe he was affected getting hit by the pitch on the foot, but you know by the ball. But the
then take him out. Don't let him. I would have taken him out immediately. I don't care what he said.
I know.
I was like, I don't care if he thinks he's.
I agree.
That was incredible.
Manage.
I agree, but the guy I'm going to go to me the biggest blame ball from last night. His name was probably said 20 times more than anyone else's name on our show yesterday. Is Aaron Nola. It was a huge spot in the season. It was a huge spot in his career. Was he a disaster? No. Was he good? No. He was not good. Final stat line is not good. It's five innings. It's four runs. And, you know, I said it a million times yesterday. This is why you pay a guy $170 million. And he didn't deliver yesterday. Period. End of story. He did not deliver yesterday. Now, I'm not saying throw him out. Okay? He's the game two starter next year when the season begins. That's how it goes. He's a heck of a pitcher, but last night he did not deliver, and he really set back not only this series, this season, but you can make a big case he set back this era of Phillies baseball last night.
Especially going up against what Manaea did. Like when you parallel it against their ace going out and just freaking dealing.
All right, let's go to the phones. There's a lot happening here. A lot is on last night. There's also a good amount looking ahead to tonight. Obviously, there's another game now in less than 12 hours. Matter of fact, it's in like whatever the hell it is, 9.5 hours. It's here on WIP, 5 o'clock. Maybe that's 10.5 hours, whatever that is.
I don't know that I'm ready. I don't.
Well, I feel the same way, John.
I have a pit in my stomach.
That's the problem. When you say how imminent this game is,
that's why
I felt the same way.
I don't feel like I'm ready because the team's not ready. I'm fearful right now, like you were yesterday, the camera. I think you're rubbing off. I think it's clear you need to remove this costume.
Well, also, and you said it yesterday, but
Settle down, Devin.
One thing we haven't mentioned today is just the app. I mean, this is all a bummer, but the bummer of them wasting that magical game in game two to have that comeback and to have that moment and the whole walk-off and the beauty of it all, and then to come back and lay an egg the next game. Like, it's just, it's
wasting
it, like,
game
adds,
two, wasting a season.
That too, of course. I'm just saying, like, in the moment, like, it's just, it adds to the level of depression
all
I
feel
this morning.
There's a lot happening here. We go heavy on the phones. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, your reaction.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Multifaceted, most of which is negative. I can't take another. I know Sean Manaea made an adjustment to his delivery, whatever, but making these, and prior to this miraculous adjustment, he's a mediocre pitcher and he's still at a 3.5 ERA. So it's not like he's a world beater. We made him look like Randy Johnson last night. That's number one.
Yep.
And just sit on the freaking sweeper, draw walks. But even if we did that, which of the right-handed batters were going to drive those guys in?
That's the problem for tonight, Ed. That's the problem for tonight. This conversation we're having about who to start, let's be real. Almost all of us, when we give an answer, are giving it with a, I hate to use this word, grimace. Because it's
you got to find a different word. Frown. How about that?
You know, please. it's like. I mean, think about it. I'm choosing in center field between Marsh, and freaking Rojas, and I can't do Rojas anymore. I absolutely cannot do Austin Hayes anymore. I mean, I'm talking about playing a guy in Weston Wilson who's never played in a big game ever for the Phillies, ever.
Who was in the, like, it, it, not even, maybe he's not even like a need. Prospect guy. He's maybe. Like a 26th guy on the roster.
Let's get guy that just has no idea about anything, is not thinking at all, and maybe he'll provide a spark.
And we all think he should play tonight. That's where we're at. Like, no one in this room, no one listening to us doesn't think that Wes Wilson... Exactly.
We are as desperate as it gets. It feels like this is all but lost.
I don't feel that way. Hold on. I want to be clear. John, hang on.
I feel like the Mets are going to ratchet up the intensity, and they're going to... Because they know if it comes back here...
There's blood in the water.
There's really a chance that they lose to us, that they lose this series. They know they got to lock it down tonight. That's why I think they're pulling out all the stops tonight. Also, we're talking about pitching Zach Wheeler. We're talking about Zach Wheeler coming out of the bullpen.
Hold on. But
they're
going to
do that stuff too.
Ed, what John just said about 30 seconds ago is why I'm starting Zach Wheeler tonight. Period.
Yeah, why I'm starting Zach Wheeler tonight, I think of the movie Groundhog Day. It's like, what if there's no tomorrow? There wasn't one today. I think it's really, we have two one-game series, but that I'm just trying to coach myself.
Ed, I'll tell you this, and good call. I was disappointed that Rob Thompson was not asked after the game last night who is starting tomorrow night. Now, he was asked it the prior day.
And he was asked, will Zach Wheeler be available?
Yes. And so I want to play that audio here because he did address Wheeler's availability for tonight. It's a good question. I think there should have been a follow-up. Just, well, who is starting?
Or will you consider starting him or something along those lines?
To see if he would change his answer. But here is what, the only thing that Rob Thompson said after the game on this whole topic last night was this exchange.
Would you have Wheeler available out of the bullpen tomorrow?
I think everybody's available tomorrow.
Now, look, I'm glad to know everyone's available, and certainly he should be. I'm just telling you guys, and it took me a long time to arrive at this conclusion, I go with Wheeler because I trust him the most. And I don't think on one short day of rest, he's a disaster. He may not be totally crisp, but I don't think he's a disaster. And I can pivot to Ranger out of the bullpen, who's more used to pitching out of the bullpen from prior experience. Not to mention, I do have Hoffman and Strom, who didn't pitch yesterday. Not to mention, you can go to your Kirkrins and all that if you got to piece it together. I just ask you, who do you trust more tonight?
The problem that it was 111 pitches.
I understand,
very
John.
Recently,
I understand.
And it feels like maybe, it feels like if they're putting Ranger out there, they know that, I mean, I would hope that they know.
They put Austin Hayes out there last night, man.
I
don't trust them to know anything.
I feel like Ranger starting, seeing what he has, Zach Wheeler coming out and fixing it if necessary is less taxing on Zach Wheeler after 111 pitches 3 days ago.
Well, what you're doing is hedging your bet, and I respect it from this standpoint. If Ranger pitches well enough and goes deep enough, then you feel you don't need to utilize Zach Wheeler.
Exactly.
I totally get it. I can use him
when we bring it back here and beat them in the final game.
It's not an unreasonable argument. I mean, I do think it's kind of a flip of the coin. I really do. But I just say to myself, who do I trust the most? And my answer is Zach Wheeler. Look, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. They're brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Armin Chevrolet, you'll be seeing pink all month long as they honor survivors and remember those that have passed away. Always hoping for a cure, of course, ArminChevy.com. The questions today. Do you feel confident Ranger will pitch well tonight, yes or no? Question two, who do you think should start tonight, Ranger or Wheeler on a short day of rest? Question three, who wins tonight, the Phillies or the Mets? You can vote on all of them. You certainly can wait on the phone lines as well. Know this, we could have had 17 Twitter polls today. Who do you blame most from last night? Who should start in center field tonight? Who should start in left? Who should start in third? Who should start in second? All of that is on
good
the table.
Good things, everything's settled heading into game.
Let
me ask you this one. In the mind of John Middleton, is Rob Thompson's job on the line tonight?
Oh, that's, you know what? I think he thinks about it. Because you got to look at it at this. Look what the Jets just did. They went into this season. They knew that Saleh and Aaron Rodgers were not meshing. They went into it. They pulled the plug yesterday. You've got Nick Sirianni. They took 9 days to figure out whether they were going to bring him back. That doesn't look great. He's got to look around the landscape and go, you know, we went to the World Series. We went to the Championship Series, and if we lose in the Division Series, it's going backwards. I think it's absolutely on the table.
And we know this. John Middleton's highly competitive, and we know he is spending an incredible amount of money and wants to win and is going to be really unhappy if they lose, and they lose like this.
And you know, and of all the people who I'm not putting blame on today, it's that guy.
No, you know? I agree with that.
Like, I don't blame him for being super angry.
No, I agree with that.
The list, the odds for the next NFL coach to be fired, the two names at the top are guys that we are directly associated with.
What's that?
Doug,
Doug's number one, Nick Sirianni's number two.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, no, for sure. All right, phones. Reaction to last night, previewing tonight. Patrick in Tabernacle. Hi, Patrick.
Morning, everybody. John Middleton, he must be out of his mind this morning.
Yep.
Say that. You know what? This is unbelievable where we are right now. And I guess, you know what, where I'm at, throw the kitchen sink out there, man. Like, I don't know. We have, it's crazy that we've had success with this lineup when I kind of think about it. I mean, we had, 95, 96 wins?
Well, Patrick, remember this, though. Hold on, Patrick. Primary reason why they won in the 90s and for a while we're headed to the 100s. Primary reason, phenomenal starting pitching from four guys for a stretch there. Yeah. Secondary reason, phenomenal relief pitching. Those were, like, the lineup, I don't want to say it was an afterthought.
Absolutely.
But, like, was not primary one or two. It
and yet
wasn't.
They still scored the fifth most runs in baseball.
I know.
You know,
but the pitching is what was so special.
Yeah.
It was the starters and the bullpen that first half.
And Patrick, if the relievers had done their job game one, even with that anemic game one offense,
they win.
The Phillies would be up 2-1 right now.
Just think about it this way. They played three games and they lost their Wheeler and Nola starts. I mean,
that
they were built to win those games.
I know.
And you know, here we are. I mean, we're gasping for breath here. But listen, we have a game to play. I'm not throwing in the towel. I'm not, you know, I
agree with that.
You know what I mean? Like, I got to be optimistic. Otherwise, I'll just go crazy. And I need to see some effort, man. This is just like, I mean, the mental approach when you're hitting, you know, when we're not taking pitches, it's like there's an infection going through that lineup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, who is the leader?
Right.
That like someone. It's like monkey see, monkey do. I'm going to go hack at the first one. Okay, me too.
I think it's Bryce Harper. I think Bryce Harper sets that tone, and he sets the tone when he hits too.
But I hear what you're saying. I would think so too. They're Devin, but like.
Look, Patrick, they lost their head last night with their offensive approach. It was too aggressive. It was brutal. Speaking of leader,
a lot's been made of the sixth inning where Bryce Harper struck out on three pitches.
three pitches with
brutal.
Two men on base, that game on the line, and then Casty right behind him.
Brutal.
The guy who we really have counted on this year, and he has come through and played so well for us, hits it, reaches to hit it directly into a double play. Just nowhere close to good enough. I do think they'll respond. I do think both those guys can have better approaches in this game. What about the rest of the Phillies?
Well, all right, let's listen to Schwarber, because I think most people would say he's probably the primary leader. Now, the question I think that the last caller was talking about was more about, you know, setting a tempo for how you approach at bats. But there's also this very important reality. Another baseball game in about 10 hours and setting a tempo for your mind to be mentally prepared and emotionally ready to go compete, knowing that your season's, you know. And let's remember, the Phillies have not won the last couple years when they faced elimination. Like, they haven't won an elimination game. You'd have to go back to...
Wow. There's so many things.
09? No,
oh,
yeah.
09. Game
09.
5.
Yeah, you have to go back to 09.
This, game 5, 09 is the last time the Phillies...
Yep. And then they lost the next one.
Correct. So they've lost like 6 out of 7 or 7 out of 8.
Yeah. Start this whole
you know, whatever
thing.
That is.
To start this whole thing, remember, it was they had never won a postseason series where they lost the first game.
They had never won a postseason.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes, in their history of the franchise.
Yes.
That's right. That's right. Let's listen to Kyle Schwarber after the game. I found him very level-headed, which is good. Look, he's the one guy that's been through the fire the most. He's been a 10-year player in Major League Baseball. He's been in the postseason 9 times.
He's won a World Series.
He's won a World Series. He's been in a couple. But he also knows what it's like to lose in the playoffs because he's done that a bunch. Here's Kyle Schwarber after the game last night.
There's no tightening up. There's no anything, right? Like, our job is to do one thing, win a baseball game tomorrow. And our goal is to find a way to make sure that we can get it back to Philadelphia. And that's our mindset. That's what it is. And you know, we're gonna, you know, everyone's gonna do what they need to do to where they're gonna prepare. They're gonna, you know, think about everything. And I mean, there's gonna be no preparation. This is postseason, right? Like, this is, there's no kind of key hidden, right? This is just, you know, postseason baseball, and we're gonna find a way to win a game.
All right, so look, reaction to it all, 215-592-9494. I liked what he said there. Ross Tucker in just a moment. I'll say this. This is a weird one, I think, for all of us as Philly sports fans, because usually when there's a devastating loss, we as a fan base are used to wallowing in our mire as fans for sometimes days. I mean, an Eagles thing, it can be a whole week. Sometimes it can be a whole offseason.
Yeah, there's it just was.
There's another game. You're right, James. There's another game in a couple hours. Now, the good thing is baseball players are used to that. We, as a fan base, aren't used to a devastating loss followed by a game the next day. I mean, it's the only sport you get that in. The only one. Because even in basketball and hockey, you get a day off.
In the playoffs,
In the playoffs, for us as a fan base. I mean, you get a day off. So we are in a straddle zone right now of... We're with you on last night.
Straddle zone.
Yeah, we're with you on tonight. And
can I just throw you one crazy stat that Joe Giglio just texted me that's hard to believe?
Sure.
The Mets are now 14-3 in the last year. In the last 3 years when Wheeler and Nola start a game.
Wow!
How unbelievable
that
is that?
Impossible. Yeah. Impossible.
Wow.
That is a wow. James.
That's like a wow.
That is. Let me ask you this, James. I think I'm right about this. I haven't looked it up yet. Correct me if I'm wrong. The Mets made the playoffs by one game, right?
Correct.
All right. If the Phillies had won the freaking game
Taiwan
two
Walker.
In London.
All over again,
yeah, well,
remember
three losses. Taiwan Walker
no, but
at three.
I'm specifically saying, remember that London game two?
Well, I thought
when
about
the
last
Phillies
night.
The Phillies had a huge lead in game two in London.
Jose Devin, you're Alvarado
there.
Blew it.
Rhea, you're there. James, you're there. I'm there. Like, that game was over.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the Phillies lost. And if not for that game, the Mets aren't in the playoffs.
Whitfield had a big hit in that game, didn't he?
In the first game. Merrifield homer in the first game.
My God.
But yeah, I thought about last night when Alvarado...
was on that. And Alvarado, right? In that second game.
Yeah, but Alvarado came in the ninth and actually blew the save. Yeah.
Good times.
All right, let's talk to Ross Tucker. Usually heavy on football. Today, obviously, we're pretty much exclusive on baseball. A disaster right now with the Phils, and we welcome Ross in. Good morning, Ross.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How we are struggling. We're struggling. Now, look, I'm not throwing in the towel. Rock should have thrown it in, saved Apollo's life. That's not this bad right now. But it's bad, Ross.
He told him to swear not to throw the towel.
Yeah, but Duke was saying, throw the towel!
Even
throw just the towel!
Duke was right.
Gave him the
all right,
look.
So Ross, your thoughts on the Phils, obviously, to say the least, and use a boxing analogy, on the ropes right now.
Yeah, well, it started bad. In game one on Saturday, I was calling a college game, so my father-in-law took my daughter. She's all excited. They're winning. Schwarber hits the home run. They got Wheeler pitching.
Yep.
And then just that collapse. You know, it has struck me that it feels like the roles are reversed and like we're the Braves
yep.
from the last couple of years and the Mets are the Phillies. And I hate it. It's like they're the underdog that has all the rhythm, all the momentum. You know, they're coming up. It seems like all their guys are hitting.
Listen, Ross, let me tell you something. Nobody's going to want to hear it, and it's not for today, and it's probably not for tomorrow. I'll just sneak it in. I think baseball puts the teams that get the buys at a tremendous disadvantage. I worried about it going in. I'm struck by the fact that Dodgers again are down 2-1. I'm struck by the fact the Yankees could lose. I mean, I think there is an inherent disadvantage and unfairness to teams that get the buy.
But to be fair, the Mets and Padres have both been way better baseball teams the last 3 months. Mm-hmm. I think it's way more about how you're playing in September into the playoffs than the buy itself.
But
having to fight to get into the playoffs.
But James, this also goes to my longstanding thought that a third wild card was phony baloney.
Well, yeah.
I thought that way. I mean, I'm just saying, like, one team kicks the other team's ass by 10 games in a regular season, the other team makes the playoffs and then gets to clip you because you have a week off. Like, I have a problem with that.
I think the week off's part of it, but I also just think if the start of the season, as soon as the season ended, I still think the Mets win. That's my point.
All right, let's go to the phones. Ross with us. I can't imagine we're going to touch on the Eagles, but we're very heavy on the Phillies from last night and looking ahead to tonight. Glenn in Center City. Glenn, good morning. Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross, Glenn in Center City. Glenn
always
not there.
Be closing.
All right, let's go to Seely calling from Southampton. Hi, Seely.
Hi, I need three things today. I need you, Joe, to burn the costume.
I can't
burn
do it. Can't do it.
Burn it.
Good use of costume.
I like that.
Hey, why not?
I need somebody to
do something to change
the
mojo.
Go ahead, Seely.
I need somebody to get Alec Boehm a therapist.
Okay. Okay.
And I need them to fight. I have my Baby Kruk shirt ready to go. That guy's a fighter. He's a survivor.
Yep.
I need them to channel John Kruk tonight and just do something.
Look, I like that, Seely.
Yeah,
I mean,
toughen up.
Let's deal with a couple of realities for the 93 Phils who ultimately lost in the end. But we're down 2-1 in the Braves. Fought back in one. Danny Jackson pitched one of the gutsiest games I've ever seen a Phillies pitcher pitch game four. We saw the Phillies win down 3-1 after about as devastating a loss as you could have in 93, losing 15-14. We saw Curt Schilling the next night throw a 5-hit complete game shutout pitch. You ready for this? 149 pitches and lead the Phillies to victory. Part of why we cherish that team wasn't just the fun regular season or winning the pennant. It's that even in the midst of losing, they showed incredible fight. I mean, a lot of people might forget this. Game 6 of 93, before obviously Mitch in the ninth inning, the Phillies are down 5-1 and score five runs in, I believe it was the seventh inning, to make it a 6-5 game. This team needs to fight immediately. They need... So, Seely, your last point, and fantastic phone call, your last point resonates with me big time. John, they have to rediscover the eye of the tiger. They have to rediscover the fire and the ire that they felt walking off that freaking field last year after Arizona.
That's why Alec Boehm needs to be left in the dugout. That's why Alec Boehm needs to be excluded from this effort, Joe.
I don't think it's as bad as...
It's pervasive. No, I don't want it to spread. Whatever he has, it is that attitude... It's wrong.
But it's his outlook. Impressing you right now?
No, but at least I know he's tougher minded than Alec Boehm is.
Rhea, who's your second baseman tonight?
My second baseman tonight is
Stott or
Stott.
Sosa?
Oh, it's Stott.
All right, and you're going Sosa at third?
Yes.
Man, I don't like that. I'm very disappointed in Sosa in this
Joe,
series.
What I saw at Alec Boehm on that bench after that play,
yeah, I know.
There is something going on there. I don't know
blaming
what it is.
Someone else, blaming everyone else but himself, it looks like.
It made me uncomfortable to watch it. Like, look, I'm like, this guy's not ready for what's going on.
Especially
right
when
now.
He knows the cameras are going to be on him after that moment. He just went through this thing where he got benched for having tantrums and all that. And then after that play, he knows they're going to be watching him. Yeah. And he's sulking
and he
the day
can't
away.
All right, look, having a tantrum.
We may be turning our attention, obviously, to the Eagles like next week. Here's the good thing about this week. We have tickets to give away this week. On Friday at 8 o'clock, we are giving away Eagles tickets to the Eagles-Browns game.
Yes, from our great partner, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
And those tickets... are by way of you knowing the name we said yesterday at 8 o'clock. Today, coming up in 8 minutes, we'll give you another name at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow and Friday, two more names. Know those four names, and you can win the Eagles-Browns tickets. By the way, of course, Phillies playoff coverage here on WIP presented by Delaware Valley Honda. Reminder, the game tonight right here on WIP, and this one's going to lay very heavy on our heart if they lose. Very, very heavy. Very, very heavy. I will tell you this. My instincts are that if they lose this one, it'll hurt me. Now, everyone can have their own opinion, but me more than the last two. And here's the reason. Because I feel like the losing thing will have set in a way that I'm not prepared for or looking forward to as a Phillies fan. Like, this has been, let me put it this way. When the Eagles lost to Tampa in 02, they had been going up, up, up. And then that loss happened. And of course, we all expected they would win, but it wasn't just that. It was the first time it's like they're it's been stunted. This will be now they're going, Philly's going backwards, 3 years in a row losing in an earlier round. And it will be where now you start ripping probably apart the fabric of the team, and these guys we've grown accustomed to loving, some of them are gonna get thrown out.
This is such a great
saying,
point,
and
Joe.
I'm not saying that's the wrong thing to do.
No, but
it hurts my heart.
So
I'm a Brandon Marsh fan, but I recognize if they lose tonight, there is a great chance this is Brandon Marsh's last game with the Phillies.
Well, and also it sucks the fun out of the regular season, kind of like the Sixers thing we talked about, where it's just like, all right, like sure, get to the playoffs, we'll see what happens. Like we're not going to enjoy the ride this year.
That's right. There's a lot of all that. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.